It's Weekend Edition on KUNC. I'm Dan Greenwood. Once again this summer, we're airing stories and memories of rural life from those who work the land and grow the food we eat. My Farm Roots is a collaboration between Harvest Public Media and KUNC.
I'm Luke Runyon, a reporter for Harvest Public Media. Kerry Williams' family vacations weren't to Europe or to beaches in Florida. Her family got away from it all on the farm. Now she works for Farm Aid. And when I spoke to her at a crowded open-air market in Denver, she said those good times with her family stick with her.
I'm Kerry Williams. I grew up in Grand Island, Nebraska, in the south central part of the state. Have since moved out to Denver and still work remotely for Farm Aid. My parents, both of them grew up on their family farms, and one in Lexington, one in Elwood. A lot of the times when we were headed out to the farm, it was for a holiday or for summer vacation, and we would generally be there at a time when my cousins were all there as well. So we were kind of like a little swarm of bees. There were 10 of us on both sides of the family, and we just kind of run around together, and I bounced off of a couple of electric fences in my day, and so I remember that frenetic energy, but also the smells. The smell of the farm was, I guess, probably something that would turn a lot of people off if they weren't used to it, but actually the smell of cow manure, just that smells like home to me. I love that, so that was never a problem to me, and the smell of the horse barn, and the smell of the animals themselves, just that warmth, was something that was really incredible. Once my brother was stuck in, I guess it was a tack barn, by a rooster. He was being chased around the yard first, and then he ran into the tack barn, slammed the door, and tried going out the back door, back up to the house. He was basically being circled by the rooster. So anytime he opened a door or a window, there was the rooster, ready to jump on him. So eventually he called my mom on the phone from the tack barn, and she came out to save him and ended up having to throw a blanket on top of the rooster, opening the door and then running for their lives. Goofy memories like that. My brother was pretty small until he was old. Not very tough. I really miss that feeling and that life and where it transports me to. And the memory of family being together. There was a year when I was just a little rugrat, and we received the Farm Family of the Year Award in Gosper County, Nebraska. There was a lot of pride in that, you know, that we had had the farm at that point for 125 years. Now it's over 150. And thinking about our history there and how we grew up there and where our roots were.
Harvest Public Media reports on farm and food issues and is a collaboration of KUNC and other public media stations in the Midwest. You'll find other stories in the series at KUNC.org.
Support for NPR comes from NPR member stations and from the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the passion of public radio listeners all across America who support their NPR member stations. From the Ford Foundation, working with visionaries on the front lines of social change worldwide at fordfoundation.org. From the William and Flora Hewlett Foundation, helping people build measurably better lives, on the web at hewlett.org. And from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. This is NPR.